views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
So we say, we always say the Black Panther Party, that they can do the day they want to do. We might not be back, I might be in jail, I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said, with the last words on my lips, that I am a revolutionary.
Revolution comes with a price tag. You a slave to a flag in a country that clearly doesn't love you when they probably never have told you turn the other cheek. And they made it with a bat, fucking protesting them sinners. Told you go fight in the war, Vietnam, you dagger riddance. The man of the house rule took you from your siblings. Turned around and pump crack right up when you did it. And they just turned all your leaders to martyrs. You was off in the war, now who was guarding your daughters? It was riots in the streets, killed Malcolm and Martin. Called a national guard up because we ride with our guard up. And that was burning your guard. The Second Amendment don't apply to you. Everything that they taught you was a lie to you. See, they scared of your skin and they dying to shoot. Take the American dream and then you die to pursue.
One day it'll all make sense. If it ain't about power, then it don't make sense. But none of that money matters when you live in madness. The one that you figure out that all you got is this. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger. Right on. Peace, love, and the middle finger.
For those of you who don't know the pain, the government was slinging out them old cane.
Good afternoon and welcome to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines known as USA Inc. Today's date is September the 29th, 2015. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and I hope that my voice finds you safe and sound. Behind these enemy lines, I tell you, casualties are being created every day, and today we will be talking about one of those casualties who may have some self-inflicted wounds. Now, we had a guest scheduled for today. We were scheduled to talk to a former Navy intelligence officer, or I'm not sure if he was intelligence, if he was an officer, but he worked in one of the intelligent units. And so we were scheduled to talk to him. He's out now and he is an abolitionist. It's the only way I can put it. We'll have to talk to him further before we bestow that label on him, but he has published several articles pointing out that private prisons practice slavery. That prisons for profits breeds corruption. And we were scheduled to speak with him today, but he had to reschedule. And he made a mistake of scheduling two events at once. Things happen. So we are working to get him rescheduled. So in place of that, we will be discussing, well, we were going to discuss it anyway, as I promised that I would on yesterday's broadcast, but we're going to discuss the recent arrest of this YouTuber by the name of Latasha Ned, aka I Empress Sekhmet. She posted several videos on YouTube threatening to kill white people, promoted violence against law enforcement, and she made other ill-advised statements. Now, you know, I'm, of course, reading what people are saying about this story and whatnot. Obviously, I don't agree with it all, but some valid points are being made. One of the videos that I linked to is to the independent black media produced show. What is it? The Advice Show, I believe it is. And you got this brother commenting on it. And he makes some valid points, but I don't agree with everything that he's saying. You know, in that video, if you've had a chance to watch it or if you watch it later, you will see that he talks about Martin Luther King Jr. showed us the way, and the way is to, you know, get people, black people, into office, political office. And, you know, politics is a people activity area. I do participate in that area. I have even considered running for a local office here, considered running for Congress and all of that. I've had family members try to get me to do it, but that ain't my calling. That ain't my calling. So I don't have anything against anyone that want to go that route, because we need to be active in every area of people activity. But that ain't the only way. That ain't the only way, okay? And if you look at the civil rights movement, one could say that it was a failure. Yeah, they did get some temporary concessions and whatnot to secure the Voter Rights Act. But right now, they're still fighting those same battles with, you know, even the state that I'm in, North Carolina, has a case before the Supreme Court, taking them to court for these voter IDs, which they have said, and I'm not making this up. We had a North Carolina official who caught national attention. He was on The Daily Show. He was being interviewed by The Daily Show, and he admitted that it was to suppress the black vote. He didn't come out and say black vote, but he used codified language, and we know that's who he was talking about. You know, Hispanics, non-white people, saying that with this voter ID law, you know, we're going to suppress those who tend to vote for Democrats. That was his codified way of saying we're going to keep these niggas from voting. All right. So this is a point that I would also like to make in terms of the comments made by this YouTuber, Latasha Ned, this black woman in the state of Georgia, is you have to be codified. You have to be codified with your language. You know, people are pointing out, and rightly so, they should point it out. I ain't got a problem with that. People are pointing out that white men and women have been posting threatening comments, threatening violence against black people, against Hispanics, against immigrants, against whoever they don't like. They have been doing that for a very, very, very long time. You got the website Stormfront, which has been cited as it's not really an organization as much as it's just a website. It's like a forum where white supremacists go to spew white supremacy hatred against non-white people. And it's been noted by what's that organization that tracks hate groups, and I can't think of it right now. But anyway, I think Mark Poltak runs that group. Anyway, they have identified that several white supremacists who have committed acts of violence against non-white people, that they have been members of that website. But nobody's running to shut the website down. The administrators of the website are not getting arrested. These people weren't arrested as they spewed their white supremacist hatred and threats of violence against people. They weren't arrested before they committed their acts of violence. I have done a program where I have highlighted the proxy racist tool of white supremacy. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, a black man who has one white parent, and he's married to a white woman, but he is classified as a black man, and he has taken to national media and issued threats. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that I did a program where I played his commentary on air, where he was calling Black Lives Matter supporters black slime that needs to be eradicated. Then you had this former prison guard by the name of Nathan Ener, who just recently, you know, holding the shotgun, cocking the shotgun on there, talking about attacking Black Panthers and Black Lives Matter, calling people thugs and all this and that, urging white people to go buy slingshots. And when these people come to your town to hold a protest or a demonstration, you need to pelt their cars with rocks and whatnot, disable their cars, and then when they get out their cars, the rest of us will handle them. And so this man hasn't been arrested, Nathan Ener, and we'll play his commentary as well. He hasn't been arrested. So we know there's a double standard in this country. We know, or at least you should know, that the United States of America, the corporation USA Inc., it is a system of racism. It's built on racism, genocide, slavery. So, I mean, if you recognize that, then you should know that you can't go out here and act like you live in a society that practices equal justice under the law for everyone. You know, you shouldn't expect that as a non-white person to be treated like a white person. And it's a shame that, you know, we have to point this out to people. You are not white. You live in a system set up by white supremacists for white people. All right. And so therefore, knowing that you live under this system, under this oppression, or what, you can't expect to go out there and do everything that a white person does and gets away with. You can't do that. And so, you know, that's basically in a nutshell all I have to say on the matter. Now, if you have some commentary, if you want to discuss it further, give us a call. 641-715-3660 is the conference line. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. Again, that's 549-032-POUND. Let me open up the studio line. I need to do this more often. Sometimes I forget. The studio line is 704. I didn't forget the number. What is it? 704-951-5030. I'm sorry. Yeah, 704-951-5030. It's not often that I call the studio line, so I forget sometimes. So you can get in if you have some observations, some commentary. Again, this is not a program where you have to be in agreement with me, the host. I want to hear all perspectives. I want to hear all opinions. We may not agree with each other, but you know, we could just cordially agree to disagree. But I do want this to be a platform where everybody can express their viewpoint. So yeah, that's what we want to talk about today. Now, before I get into that, because I also want to talk about, you know, what kind of legal defense could possibly be mounted for Ned. I think there, if I was her attorney, her court appointed attorney, she's got a public defender. I haven't seen any GoFundMe pages set up for her. And if you set up one, they probably gonna shut it down, but I haven't seen anybody trying to raise any funds for an attorney for her. I didn't see anyone in that room, in the courtroom at the reading of her charges. And it could be that, you know, spectators weren't allowed in there, but I didn't see anybody expressing any support. I don't know how many YouTube followers she had or whatnot, but from the looks of things right now, she really doesn't have anybody trying to help her get out of this predicament that she got herself in. And, you know, I am not here to make excuses. I'm not here to be an apologist. I do understand a lot of things, but just cause I understand them does not mean that I'm gonna endorse those actions and whatnot. Again, at the end of every program, I tell you to become codified. I tell you to develop battlefield awareness so that you don't become a 21st century, slave. And that's what you are when you end up in prison, a 21st century slave. Now, before I get into all of that, I do want to make some network announcements. Following Black Talk Radio, well, actually, I'm only going to be on for an hour today. So please don't wait till the last minute if you want to call in and express something. But I'll only be on for an hour. If I need to go over a little bit, I will. But at 6 o'clock, Tando Radio Show will be on air. He will again talk today about the financial hardship that may be facing a lot of people that's right over the horizon. He will today be talking about, let me see, pull that up for you, another great depression on the horizon. And so definitely stay tuned, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for Tando Radio Show. If you've been on the website today, if you're, you know, because you could be listening to us through TuneIn or some of the other digital radio directories out there that we are distributed through. So if you haven't been to blacktalkradionetwork.com, you may, of course, would not notice that we have made some upgrades. One of the upgrades that we have made is that now podcasters and broadcasters who, again, of course, are producing podcasts after they record their live stream, they are now able to upload their podcast right on the website. And we have tools that have been enabled that will allow them to easily share those podcasts. They can even get the embed code and post it to, you know, if they got a separate blog or whatnot that they're running. And so, yeah, we've introduced those tools, but those tools are also going to help you, the website visitor, to be able to access podcasts and go through, because all you got to do is go to the front page. You will see upcoming programming, and then those are turned into podcasts after the program is over. And so what you'll see on the front page now is you don't have to click on the link that takes you to the page. You can listen to the podcast right there from the front page. So we hope that will lead to more people listening to the podcasts that are posted and distributed through our network. All right. So now it gives you a preview, but it also shows you the podcast media player, gives you the embed codes, the download link where you could download the podcast directly to your computer or whatever device that you're using. And so we just hope that people will take advantage of that. So I don't think I got any more network news. Of course, check out if you're interested in becoming an independent black media broadcaster or a podcaster. The website, the new website, is set up. It's connected to blacktalkradionetwork.com, BTRN, knowledge base. I posted some more tutorials last night. I'll also be blogging about the industry on that website as well. So just want to let you know I have uploaded some blog posts as well as some new tutorials on that website that teach you how to become an independent black media producer. All right, so let's get into today's program and discuss this woman. It's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that she was arrested. So I'm also stringing together my own videos to highlight what she said and then highlight what some of these other people have said, similar things, but they ain't being arrested. But again, we are under a system of racism and white supremacy, and you ain't white. So don't think that you can do those things and nothing happen to you. We don't want anything to happen to you. And I have said time and time again on this program that there are some conversations that are not to be had in public. That we need to have conversations among ourselves face to face. Because if you use the telephone, well, we know what the NSA is doing with the telephones and your local police department. All right. So, you know, you even taking a chance then if you have certain conversations using a cell phone or a hard line. So there are some things if you trying to set up a self-defense committee, a militia, or something like that. You don't need to be talking about that. You don't need to be sharing the details on YouTube. You don't need to be on Black Talk Radio Network telling people your business and all your plans and things of that nature. You know, if it has to do with counter violence, everything ain't for public distribution. It's just not. Then you can yell First Amendment, Bill of Rights, and all of that. Well, you should recognize that wasn't written for you. That was written for white supremacists. Now, sometimes you may be able to use that as a defense. But a lot of times you won't. They still gonna convict you, man. Cause you gotta, especially if you got a jury trial or something, it's stacked with racist white supremacists or even white people who have a program implicit bias. Program, especially you talking about cops like she was talking about. You know these people been programmed with pro-cop propaganda. Cops can do no wrong and all this and that. So, you know, again, you should be aware of the risk that you taking when you take to the airwaves like that. And you put out stuff like that. It's not smart. It's not being intelligent. Now let's listen to one of the videos that she put out so that we can hear it for ourselves. All right. And this video right here is only about four minutes long, where she's saying some of the things that got her arrested. And let me just open up this video.
Fuck, I'm tired of looking at the news and seeing another black man down or another black woman down. How long are we gonna do this shit? We're gonna keep on standing around, idling by, buying red bottoms and the Gucci belts and McDonald's chicken nuggets while they out here turning up? That's what we wanna do with our lives? That's not what I wanna do with mine. That's not what we're gonna do with ours. We're gonna fight back. We're not gonna take it anymore. So right now we declare. Right now we declare. Open the season on the motherfucking track. All you motherfucking crackers, y'all need to watch your motherfucking head. You need to protect your motherfucking self, because we come for you. We come for all you motherfuckers and all the decisions of you motherfuckers.
You motherfuckers got me fucked up. All you motherfuckers got me fucked up. I ain't never been scared of a day in my motherfucking life, bitch. I was born with a nine. I don't play that shit. All my people is military, bitch. We do this shit. You think I give a fuck about any motherfucker's opinion? Not you, not your bitch, not your mama, not your daddy, not your forefathers, not none of you motherfuckers. Here, put your hand in my motherfucking heart. You sons of bitches, you bloody motherfuckers, you racists and pedophiles and boilers and ass fuckers. All you sons of bitches wanna die a problem with me because what? Because I'm not, so what? Sit back and be a good black girl, motherfucker? No, I'm not gonna be a good black girl, bitch. I'm not gonna be a good black girl. I'm the motherfucker that is coming for you and all you dirty motherfuckers and all of the descendants of you dirty motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck about none of you sons of bitches. Report all you motherfuckers want to. Death threaten me all you motherfuckers want to. Come to my motherfucking door, or any of my people's door. We ready for you, Klansmen motherfuckers.
You really want people to kill cops?
Say that. Despite what you told Channel 2's Tom Jones, police say Latasha Ned's gun-waving YouTube rants prove otherwise. And the law enforcement officers did not take that as an idle threat. They say they received an anonymous tip about Ned's YouTube channel, where she goes by the name I Empress Segment. In some of her videos, she urges blacks to kill white people and officers.
What?
Police were alarmed because of the threatening nature of the videos.
I've seen worse on YouTube.
A lot of people talk on the internet and on YouTube, but most people don't make threats against segments of the community.
The FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force all moved in to arrest her. She was watching Channel 2 Action News at the time. We had just aired a report about her videos. She was taken in without incident, but not before a few words.
And all I did was say, defend yourself against people that want to kill us. That's all. I never said anything more than that.
She's taking over police stations.
Come on, is this on a YouTube channel?
Ned claims that she's harmless, but according to police, her words are as dangerous as any weapon.
It's also the reaction that she solicits, or anyone solicits from people that may be listening.
If I die in police custody, I did not commit suicide.
All right, I'm going to stop that one right there. Here's another bit of advice. If you find yourself in that circumstance, don't talk to the media. Don't talk to the media. That ain't the courtroom. All right, that ain't the courtroom, and your statements is being videotaped, and they can be used against you and whatnot. Just keep your mouth shut and wait to talk to your attorney. Don't be saying that I was just playing and all this and that. See, man, I tell you, man, some of our wounds are self-inflicted. And her wounds are self-inflicted. Now, I do understand, again, if I was her defense attorney, I would be pleading temporary insanity. I would plead that my client has watched all these videos of black people and other people being shot down in the streets by cops. And that stress was just wearing on her. And, you know, she reads a lot and she reads about the history of this country being founded as a racist nation practicing slavery. They still practice it to this day. So, you know, she just went mad. She went mad. She had a mental breakdown. And, you know, this is how she was expressing herself. All right. You can use that defense, or you can use the defense of this was just all entertainment. This was just a production. You know, I didn't mean any of the things that I was saying. I was just trying to get a whole bunch of views on YouTube because, you know, other people, they do it all the time. And I didn't really mean anything I was saying, you know, as she tries to communicate to the reporter who had the I'm harmless. I was talking about self-defense. Well, Dad, no, you didn't say these things in your video. I'm sorry, D. That is not what you said. And that's one of the things that I have when I've conversated with people about this case is that the Black Panther Party, Huey Newton, H-Rap Brown, all them brothers and sisters, they were talking about it in the context of self-defense. Malcolm X in self-defense. What Malcolm X said about cops, I play them clips on this program all the time. What he said about cops? He tell you, be courteous to everyone, to respect everyone. Even if they ain't do that, respect. When you communicating with someone, you are to be courteous. You don't be boisterous, meaning a loud mouth. And to respect everyone. But if somebody put their hands on you, send them to the cemetery. He said the same thing about cops. If you got people out here that's abusing you, that's committing a crime against you, backed by the state, and all you're trying to do is do what the Constitution says is yours, express your rights like First Amendment and all this and that, and somebody comes and they try to stop you, to send them to the cemetery. See, it's all about language. It's about codification. Now, I don't know this woman. Never talked to her that I know of. Didn't watch the YouTube videos because that kind of stuff don't interest me. Because 9 times out of 10, it is all just for show. It's for YouTube views. It's for YouTube views. You're putting on a show. Because if I was involved in, let's say, something like a Black Liberation Army, I wouldn't be on YouTube telling people what I'm about to do. I would just do it. There's no need to broadcast to the enemy what your plans are. This is just common sense. And I know that most of these people who take to the internet and they speak in that sort of kind of language and whatnot, that they ain't for real. Because if they was for real, they wouldn't be bringing attention to themselves like that. This is just very unfortunate that this woman finds herself in this predicament. But it's a self-inflicted wound. And I want to highlight this case as how not to act. How not to move behind enemy lines. This is why I'm thankful for the work of Neely Fuller Jr. And he talks about codification. This is why I'm appreciative of the lessons that I learned from Malcolm X and you know, others, revolutionaries, about codification. How to conduct yourselves behind these enemy lines. I appreciate that work, and I wish more people would embrace that work. It's not telling you to be a punk. I mean, I don't agree with everything that you know, those people I name teaches, but there's a lot of useful, practical things that they do teach on that everyone should adapt. Everyone should be codified behind these enemy lines. There are ways that even if you are a public person, in terms of producing media and what, there's a way to say things without, you know what I'm saying, being so obvious of what your intent is. So I just don't see how anyone can justify her statements other than to plead insanity. saying, you know, and it would be true. She's living under a system of white supremacy. She's oppressed. She's suffering from mental illness, as are all non-white people living in a system of white supremacy. We all need help mentally. We need psychiatrists. We need, you know, we need help because we're suffering. We're suffering. And but the key is that you should be angry about the things you see. You should be mad, but you can't let your emotions cause you to get in trouble. If I'm going to go to prison, let it go. Let me go to prison for some action, not some words. If I'm going to die behind these enemy lines, let it be because I was doing something productive, something. Not just running my mouth. I don't want to go to jail just for running my mouth. I don't want to go to prison just for running my mouth. Although that can't happen. That can't happen. You can be codified and all of that, and you still can go to jail and still go to prison or get assassinated, get framed up, set up, because they want to stop what you're doing. But you can't make it easy for them, people. We cannot make it easy for them. It's like we're doing their jobs for them. It's like we're giving them the rope to hang us with. So let me take a station identification break, and I'll come back and I'll hit the phone lines again. The telephone number is 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. If you're dialed in, or once you dial in and your intent is to come on air, hit *6 and 1. You can comment. You can also use the web-based flash phone with a pair of headsets, and you can call in from anywhere in the world you may be listening to, because we do have a global audience. So shout out to our people all across this planet. You can also hit me up on the studio line, 704-951-5030. Stay tuned. We will be right back, and I do see we do have a person wants to comment, and we will come and get your commentary.
This is Ron Hayes with Hood News, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim, and then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. This is American justice. This is American democracy.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. And welcome back. Once again, you're tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed, and I am indeed broadcasting from behind enemy lines. Let's go to the phone, area code 504. You're on with yours truly, Scotty Reed. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, Scotty? This is Bruce from out of New Orleans, man.
Peace to you, brother. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was calling about this this lady, Latasha Ned. You know, you speak about staying codified the whole time I've been listening to you, man. I had actually never heard that word used until I started listening to Black Talk Media. So with this woman doing this, you know, like you said, man, I agree with some of the things that she said, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with some of the stuff that she said. But like you said, it's the way you say it, because I mean, I don't know. I have a couple cousins, man. They call me Rhetoric Man because they think a lot of stuff that I put out on Facebook, and between Facebook and a lot of the other social media, I don't get on. But Facebook is about the only one that I'm on right now. But I do say some things that I know to probably get down to people's core, and I done lost some so-called friends, which I know they really wasn't friends from the beginning,
right,
by some of the stuff that I say, because I always try to do the same thing as far as if I say something, I can back it up. And by being able to back it up, you got people that just can't stand it. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, I had guys that I worked with for years, man, that just that told me, look, man, I'm unfriending you because the reason why this country like it is because you don't want to forget this, or you don't want to let this stuff go. And let what go, man? You know what I'm saying? What let these people keep doing the stuff they're doing to us?
Right.
And you not want to talk about it, but they don't. You know, like I said, if you can unfriend me on Facebook, that's a good thing because I know where you was in the beginning. So that don't bother me at all, because I'm gonna keep talking about the stuff that I'm talking about, and a lot of this racist crap that's going on in this country.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most certainly we are to speak. We should not hold our tongues, but we should speak truth. But at the same time, like you mentioned, codification, which is a term that I learned from listening to one of our media partners, the context of white supremacy, that introduced me to the work of Neely Fuller Jr. Even, you know, before I came upon his work, I heavily studied Malcolm X, read his biography that changed my life. Then I started, discovered YouTube and can watch his lectures and things of that nature. But Malcolm X also talked about being codified, about not being loud, not being boisterous, being respectful, but not being a punk. That being all of those things don't mean that you punking out or anything like that. Cause he said, you know, somebody put their hands on you, do your best to send them to the cemetery. Right. And so it's just a matter of using language correctly, where you can communicate your point without making it easy for the enemy who you know wants to put you in slavery to begin with. Why make it easy for them?
Oh yeah, man. See, man. I every day, man, I'm out here riding and I'm up and down the road and just I worry about, you know, the getting pulled over aspect of everything. And I, with me being the driver, man, I get on the road and I'm on the road a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much know how to deal with these cops.
You developed a codification.
Oh yeah,
that's what you have. You have I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother. I was just saying that you developed a codification on how to deal with cops.
Yep. Right, and that's right. Now, on the other side of that, I have never had none of them try to really handle me. Well, I did. I had a black cop try to handle me when I was 17 years old. And even at that point, you know, I pretty much knew how far I could go. The guy took me, man, and he flung me up against the wall. Well, when he did that, I slung him. So, and everybody in the office, they arrested me for, and I'm going to bring this up because we're talking now, and you know, this black cop, I'm sitting on a porch of an abandoned house, me and a couple of my friends. Now, they thought we had drugs on us, you know, and I know they thought we had drugs, but it's the black cop that oh, you know, you're going to jail. He made the comment to me, we're going to pop that cherry. He asked me, was I ever arrested before, which I told him, no, I'd never been arrested. So, you are now. You know, and it's just, it irritates me, you know, it irritates me to see, you know, our own people do stuff like this, and they think it's okay. They got their head so far up the white man's tail that they forget that they're black too. You do something stupid and watch what happens to you. You black too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I mean, it's irritating just watching some of the stuff that go on out here. And like you said, man, you have to be able to work your way through this system, because like you said, if you want to be You want to be out there loud and always talking about what you're going to do. And that's, boy, that's one of the things I really, really enjoy about listening to some of Malcolm X stuff. You listen, you know, it's not about, you look at those, a lot of those Muslims, man, and you know one thing. You play stupid if you want. They'll be nice as they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd be nice as they want to be. But play with one of them. And that's why I've always made the comment that you don't see a lot of Muslims getting slung around and done crazy stuff. And I'm talking about real people that handle their business the way they're supposed to handle their business. You know, I'm not going out here getting drunk. You asking for it. You know what I'm saying? You go out here doing crazy stuff, you asking for it. Now, I'm not going to ask for it. I'm going to mind my business, do what I'm supposed to do. But every now and then you have that one cop that want to try you. And you know, look, if you want to try me, go ahead and try. But you're going to be on the losing end of the stick. But you don't have to broadcast that. You don't have to broadcast that. Just keep it to yourself. And when it comes, you deal with it. And that's the way I feel. You know, and that's the way I feel. I'm not going to broadcast. It's just like the Taliban. They don't tell you. They don't tell you what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
they just come and do it.
Military strategy.
Right. They just come and do it, and then everybody talk about it after the fact. You know, they'll talk after the fact. So, you know, I mean, we got a lot to do here, man. A lot to do, and I, like I said, man, I love what y'all do. The station is getting stronger in this area, man. Because I try to put you out there so people can get on this, man, because this is really, really good for our people.
Well, I certainly
and actually, and I'll say our people, and I should also say non-white people that know this is right, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I certainly thank you, and you continue to be safe behind these enemy lines, brother, and you know, again, we got to speak out. But we just got to be smart about what we doing, because we living in a war, man. This is wartime conditions. This is Battlefield America. So, you know, we need to conduct ourselves like we are behind these enemy lines. And, you know, everything ain't for the Internet. You know, if I was to meet you one day, we probably have a totally different conversation than what we having on this public airways right now. And that's what we got to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotta know what to say when to say it, and that's just common sense if you ask me. You got to know what to say when to say it. You go out here talking that crazy stuff like that, like you said, man. They looking to get us. And although all along you got white people that can come on these different those different places and talk about, you know, nigga this, nigga that, black this, black that, and you know, I'll kill this, and they've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it for years, and they can do that though. They can do that and get away with it, but we can't, because this is really not our country. So I know a lot of people don't like me saying that, but I just live here, man. I just live here. I know all of this stuff is not made for me, and I got to do what I got to do to live, but I know this country and this system not made for me.
No, it wasn't. All right, bro. Well, I want to thank you again for chiming in, man, but chime in anytime that you want to.
All right, brother, I sure will.
All right, take care.
All right,
let me clear the caller's
Q&A queue is cleared.
Again, you know, one of the things that I had said about this is we live in a system of white supremacy. Well, white people do it too. That ain't no excuse. That ain't no defense that's going to stand up in the court. All right. Going in there and saying, well, white people said this and white people said that, and but you ain't white. You ain't white. But they do say it. And we should point it out. And I want to point out one of those persons. Because I think that this former prison guard, this former prison enslaver, he needs to be snatched up. Nathan Ener. I'm taking his threat serious. Not that I plan to go to his town, wherever he live or whatnot. And I did see Brother Quarnell, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Quarnell X, confronted him. Just to give you some background before I play this video, Nathan Ener is a former Texas prison guard. He is believed to be connected to the murder of a black man who was allegedly in a sexual relationship with his daughter, with Mr. Ener's daughter, a white female. And so they found this brother in dead in a field. I mean, it took a while for them to find his body, and it was, you know, partially mutilated and whatnot. You know how they do, how they been doing us. And so there have been protests and whatnot, you know, in that town in Texas where this young black man was found dead. All right. And I think it has been over a year or two since his murder. But anyway, Cornell X and them was having a demonstration in this town, and this guy right here came out there trying to be all big and bad, but, you know, Cornell X punked him out. But Cornell X was also codified in his language. He didn't say, you know, I'm going to kill you or I'm going to do this or do that. No, he said what he said in the context of, if you put your hands on me, if you do this to me, if you try to harm me or my people, this is what's going to happen to you. See, that's not a threat. That's not a direct threat. That's saying that's a qualifier involved there. The context is self-defense. But anyway, here is Nathan Ener taken to Facebook, YouTube, whatever, talking all this smack. And it has went national. It has gone national. NewYorkDailyNews.com published this earlier this month. Now, so you ain't heard nothing about the FBI going to get this man. The FBI went to go get that sister down there in Georgia. Where the FBI at when it comes to this man, Mr. Ener, issuing the threats that you're about to hear as I let this page load up. Yeah, it's posted on YouTube. I don't know where it was originally posted. Man, let me stop this. This page just keeps going and going. All right. But anyway, tell me that these aren't threats. That he isn't threatening violence. That he isn't using the same sort of language that she was using. In this video, about 6 minutes long, so here it is.
This is Nathan Ener from Hempel, Texas. If you don't like cussing, go ahead and cut this video off now. Get your kids out of the room because I'm very pissed off. I'll give you time to do that for just a minute. Okay, I want to talk to you about what happened in Harris County where this black thug went up and just executed a deputy because he was a white deputy, because he was a law enforcement officer. It's going to end, and it's going to end with that. That's not going to happen anymore. That's the end of it. Y'all have pushed us to the limit, and we ain't going to take it no more. They stuff that us citizens can do, and we're fixing to do them, starting now. That black guy, he pulled the trigger on that cop, but he really ain't the one that actually killed the cop. The one that killed him was these Black Panthers and all these black thugs that comes to your town and marches and hollers, oink, oink, bang, bang, and all that retarded shit. You know, they're the ones that's responsible for it. Them and people Farrakhan. Wanting 10,000 volunteers to track people down, cops and all that, and kill them. Starting now, we holding these people responsible. Like I said, it stops now. Don't ever let a Black Panther or any black group come to your town and march in that town and get done and be able to get in their vehicle and leave. That's over with. And law enforcement, I'm talking to you now. When we get there and we going to be there, step aside. Do not try to stop us, because our fight is not with you. It's for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, old people, grandmas, grandpas, kids, all of you can get in on this. When there's a Black Panther group going to head to a town and they're going to rally and holler, kill cops, law enforcement, you put it out and you let people know they're coming. And all you older people that wants to get involved, I got something for you. This is called a slingshot. You go to Walmart and you get it. Okay, when these Black Panthers come to your town, to start with, they have to drive a vehicle. Well, that's where you start at. You disable them vehicles. You pepper their ass with rocks. You bust the windshields out. You stop them vehicles from running. When them Panthers has to walk and run out of town, they will not come back to your town. You people do that. Me, I will be there. If I have to be there by myself, I will, but I don't think I have to. All you guys like me that's able to stand up and fight, we gonna be there. Long as the law enforcement lets us know they're coming. And we're gonna push them Panthers out of town. Never again will they stand in a street in Texas or anywhere else and holler, kill cops, kill cops. Them son of a bitches, their days are over with. And I'm not just talking today, I'm telling you, I'm going to be there. And all you other people want to get involved, get that damn slingshot. Nobody's ever went to jail for a slingshot. Y'all get that slingshot, get you some damn rocks, and when they come out in that street, y'all go, we'll give you a few minutes to pepper their ass. You light them up like they got mumps and measles when they go home with all the bumps and knots all over their asses. They won't come back. And what's left of them, myself and some other people, will take care of that. Because we have had enough. There won't be another killing in Texas. I can promise you that. It might be a killing, but it won't be what you think. There won't be no more cops executed in the state of Texas. And like I said, you law enforcement officers, step the hell aside. Do not get in front of me. Do not try to stop any of us. Because we're doing this shit for you and for ourselves. What happened, happened to the law enforcement, and it also happened to us. And we're not going to take it anymore. We're done with it. It ends. It ends now, and it ends in the state of Texas, you sons of bitches. You Black Panthers and you thugs, you Black Lives Matter bullshit, you bunch of freaking retards, you better run and you better hide. Because we're looking at videos, we're pulling names and addresses, and we're going to hunt you sons of bitches down.
Hey, all right, enough of that. Oh, Lord, I tell you. Guess what? I got them skills, too, how I can hunt people down on the internet and find their addresses. Just ask some of them people that have left racist comments on blacktalkradionetwork.com, and they got a picture sent to them to their email of their house. No words, no threats, just a picture. As someone said to me, pictures worth a thousand words. Didn't have to threaten them, didn't have to say nothing to them, didn't even reply to them on the website. I just got their information, pulled up their location, pulled up the satellite, pulled up their house, and sent them a picture of it after I took a screenshot of it. Alright, so, things they talking about doing, we got skills too. But my point of playing this video is to point out that this is more evidence that we live under a system of racism and white supremacy. You see the black woman gets arrested for saying the very same things that this man is saying. And another thing before it escapes my mind. Black Lives Matter is a, and I'm talking about the 501c3. And I'm talking about those people who use that as a hashtag just to communicate information and whatnot. These people are largely nonviolent. They can't control who gets in, embeds themselves in, into these protests and march and saying whatever they saying, put pigs in a blanket or whatever. They can't control that. So you can't tie that to them just like you can't tie this cop's killing down there in Texas to the Black Lives Matter movement. But they trying to attach it to that, just like they trying to attach the black woman who's been arrested to the Black Lives Matter movement. This is nothing but a repeat of COINTELPRO tactics from the 1960s, as when people were demonizing, including those in the media, demonizing the Black Panther Party. And that's totally different organization than the new Black Panther Party. But yeah, they did the same thing. But this man is calling for violence against people for exercising First Amendment speech, holding protest and demonstration. He's calling for them to be attacked. But you ain't see ain't, and this is old. This came out earlier, you know, this summer. This article published on New York Daily News, well, let me see when it's dated. It's dated September 3rd, 2015. FBI ain't came knocking on his door and dragging him out the house because we in a system of racism and white supremacy. You cannot get on the internet and do everything you see these deranged white psychopaths do on the internet. Because you got a different skin tone. You are classified by this system with a different racial classification. You can't do that. You can't do it. Now, if you're a black person like Sheriff David Clark, you can go on Fox News and you can talk about Black Lives Matter is scum and slime and needs to be eradicated. And he even used same language that this man is using. If they come to your town, you need to push them out. This is David Clark. This is a sitting sheriff. Ain't nobody knocked on his door. Ain't nobody snatched him up for issuing threats against people. Yeah, he's black, but his intended victims are black. So gangsta rap should tell you that right then and there, that they blast on white people's media. It may be a black station with black hosts and all of that, but it's owned and run by white people, the same ones that run the music industry. And yeah, you can get on gangsta rap and post videos and talk about in your lyrics about killing other black people all day long, and it'll just be called entertainment and whatnot. But the point is, you can't do what they do. Nor should you do what they do. Because see, if I was that type of guy, if I was that type of person, if I was in contact with people, I got this man's name. He ain't trying to hide. We know where he live. He's easy to find. And all you see on the news is Mr. Enert was found dead in his home, or he was found dead in his driveway, or if I was that type of guy, I wouldn't be on Black Talk Radio News telling you I'm getting ready to get Mr. Enert. I wouldn't be on YouTube making videos playing Mr. Enert's comments and saying, you know, let's go and kill this cracker. I wouldn't be saying none of that. None of that. Only thing that you would see is on the news is that here's this dead racist white supremacist. That's all you would hear. You wouldn't know who did it or nothing. You wouldn't know nothing. Wouldn't be bragging, wouldn't be boisterous about it and saying, yeah, pat me on the back, I took out this white supremacist. No, none of that. It'll just be a dead white supremacist. If I was that type of guy, if I knew those type of people. So again, we live on a battlefield, people. We live on a battlefield. This dude is a retired prison enslaver. He's an enemy. He's an enemy, but we can't do what he do. This system wasn't built for us. And yeah, possibly we could argue in court and you know, the First Amendment and all this and that. And, you know, a few of us might be successful, but what is that going to do to our family? I don't come from no wealthy family that's going to go get me a Johnny Cochran type lawyer that can, you know, we can't afford all of that. Black Talk Radio Network will cease to exist. Because right now I'm basically the only one that knows how to run it. So I had a lot of people depending on me for Black Talk Radio Network and the services that the Black Talk Media Project provides. So I have to be smart. I don't want to put none of that in jeopardy. I don't want to put my own family in jeopardy. I don't want them mortgaging their houses and whatnot to get Scotty out on a $1 million bail. Again, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's not how you move, it's how you move. Actually, it is how you move behind these enemy lines. One of the hip-hop songs that I played it yesterday, Yasin Bey, Killer Mike, or Mike Flo, you know, the tribute to Trayvon. And they, part one of the lyrics, they talk about moving in silence, not announcing to the world what you doing, moving in silence. That's how real G's move, in silence. You don't see them coming. We got to develop codification. We got to talk to our people about being more codified. We have to fight back. That is a must. That there's no question about that. We have to fight back. We cannot just lay down and continue to let them enslave us. We cannot just lay down and watch videos of them executing us. Just the other day, you know, we talked about that black man who's in a wheelchair. And, you know, the police just came and executed a man in a wheelchair. Now, I might have mistakenly reported that the man in the wheelchair that was killed was armed, but I think I put reportedly armed. But as I watched it over and over, I watched the video about 5 times. I never saw a gun. I never seen him make any kind of, as police call, furtive movements. Movements like, you know, I'm going for something and I'm going to shoot you and I'm pulling out something and pointing it at you. None of that. Never saw a gun. When he fell out the chair after they done executed him, fell out his wheelchair, his dead body just falls on the ground like a rag doll. I ain't see no gun fall on the ground. So no, we ain't supposed to lay down and take this. We should be developing self-defense movements in our community, self-defense militias. We have to police the police in our communities. If the police ain't doing nothing wrong, then they ain't got nothing to worry about, do they? If they are coming in the community to protect and serve, then they ain't got a thing to be worried about. But if you come into the community to gun down innocent people, if you come in our community to catch slaves, there's going to be a problem. There should be a problem. Right now, they just come in our community and do whatever the hell they want to do. That's got to change. We have to defend our community from terrorists. And this is state-sanctioned terrorism. What else do you call 3 cops lining up in a line, forming a firing squad, and shooting this unarmed paraplegic? He might have been a quadriplegic, I'm not sure, but he didn't have use of his legs, in a wheelchair, already tried to shoot himself and kill himself. And I already did a program on that. We can't allow this. This is terrorism, people. This is a continuation of slavery. Slavery was never abolished. It was only amended. You do whatever you have to do to protect yourself, to protect your family, and to protect your community. You do whatever you have to do. And if people want to talk about radicalization, people radicalizing, as you heard that one cop in the clip I played with the woman, black woman speaking, he was saying, you know, radicalizing people and whatnot. No, it's your actions. It's the actions of these killer cops out here that's radicalizing people, that's making people militant. And you want to demonize the Black Lives Matter movement, and they ain't doing nothing but talking about hands up, don't shoot. I'm unarmed. And you got a problem with that? Let me tell you. You should have bigger problems than a bunch of unarmed youth in the streets, blocking traffic, holding their hands up and saying don't shoot, and participating in acts of civil disobedience. You should want them to do that. Because it could be a whole lot worse. It could be a revolution out here in these streets. It could be a shooting war. But before we blame people like Mrs. Ned for saying what she said and saying that she's contributing to cops getting killed and stuff like that. No. There wouldn't be no Miss Ned saying what she said if these cops wouldn't keep getting away with murder. Even when they're charged. Even when they are charged with a crime. Like Randall Carrick in Charlotte, North Carolina. Shot Jonathan Farrell. Unarmed Jonathan Farrell 10 times in the chest. And them racist suspects couldn't even find him guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Which I think would have only carried something like 5 to 15 years, something like that. Even with the evidence. Even with experts saying that he violated police procedure, them racist suspects on that jury found that man innocent. Sending a message to other black people that your lives don't matter. So it's the actions of the police and the actions of these juries in not bringing these people to justice that is radicalizing people out here. So, I feel for this woman, Mrs. Ned, but at the same time, I also have to use her as an example of how we should not be acting. Like my daughters the other day was joking on Facebook about, you know, some weed and whatnot, sharing some video about some weed. Because, see, they had been pulled over by a Mount Holly cop who went through their car and all this, talking about he had probable cause, I smell weed and whatnot, searching in their car and whatnot, trying to find something. And they did everything they were supposed to do. Told him, no, I don't consent to being my car being searched or me being searched. So the cop want to claim probable cause, so they didn't resist. They got out the car, let him search. Because, see, if they he'd have found something and took them to court, well, it was still an illegal search because they never gave you permission. Now, you can claim you smelt weed or all of you want to. But then my daughters want to, you know, after they came out of it unscathed, he had to let them go and whatnot. They want to joke about it on Facebook and post something about how you had weed or what. I was like, don't do that. Don't be posting that stuff on Facebook. Don't think that these cops don't watch Facebook. Don't think that. You don't want them targeting you. You want to remain anonymous. Don't bring attention to yourself. Because, see, they look at that and say, oh, you think it's funny. And the next time, they're going to plant some drugs on you. So, again, people, social media is a great tool for communicating thoughts, ideals, for connecting with people all over the world, but you got to use it properly. You just can't take to YouTube and get on there talking about killing cops or talking about a killer cop day or take a gun from a cop. You can't do that. If you're going to do that, make sure you write down there in the description that this is for entertainment purposes only. See, then you could say, I'm acting. I was just acting. I was providing entertainment. I seen a whole lot worse on television and cable. All this violence on TV. And hell, I know people like violence, so they, I was just putting on a show. See, that's how you be codified, man. Say what you want to say, but give that disclaimer. Entertainment purposes only. Then, you know, not to say that that's still going to save you, because, again, if you end up in that courtroom with a jury full of racist suspects and proxy tools of racism, they're going to find you guilty. They're going to find you guilty. So, you know, whatever you do, you're always taking a risk, but you don't want to make it easy, because even if they find you guilty, well, maybe you can, you know, win your appeal or something like that. But if you don't take those steps and you just get on YouTube or any other platform and you just say kill crackers and stuff like that, man, you asking for it. You asking for them to come get you. If you're going, again, if you're going to do something like that, say this is for entertainment purposes only. I'm just trying to make some money. on YouTube. Say something like that. Put that disclaimer in there. Now, some people might take it serious. If you know, hey, you can't control how other people interpret what you're saying. Hey, I said this was for entertainment purposes only, right there in small letters in the description. I can't be held responsible if they interpret it to mean something else, that they was taking me serious when I was just acting. I was just putting on a show. But thus far, in terms of her case, she got an uphill battle. Because they got it all on video. They got it all on video. No disclaimers. No nothing. Just she said what she said. Now she's facing terrorism charges, among other charges. And one thing I do want to touch upon is her other charges involving child abuse. Now, somebody said, well, she says she don't even have a child. Well, you don't have to have a child to abuse a child. Now, I don't know if she's guilty or not. I assume everybody's innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. I have seen no evidence presented thus far that she abused a child. But that is among her charges. They read her charges. They said that she took a computer cord, probably a power cord or something, and they beat a teen, and she beat a teenager and left welts and stuff on her and all this and that. Again, I don't know if these are true, but let's not ignore those charges, because you know what? If it is true, you can't be beating other people's children like that, and you shouldn't even be beating your own children like that. Now, I know it comes out of slavery. Again, slavery was never abolished, but I'm talking about slavery pre-1865. I know that black mothers and fathers would beat their children when the master got mad at them, so the master didn't beat them and possibly kill them. So they were like, no, master, don't. I got them. Took a switch to them, took a belt to them, took whatever to them. But you know what? We need to let that go. We need to let that go. We don't need to be using that as no excuse to beat our children. Now, do I believe in capital punishment? Yes, I do. But that's me. That's me. And I don't hit my children and leave welts on them and bruises on them or anything. Like, I'm training up my grandsons now. Hold out your little hand. You want to mess with that? I told you to leave that alone. How many times I got to explain to you that you can get hurt, or you're going to break this, or you're going to cause this TV to fall on you? Hold out your little hand. And I take a little ruler and I tap, tap, tap on their open hand. I don't use my full force or anything like that. No. I'm training them. I'm training them not to touch something, not to do something that could cause them to get harmed, but I'm not beating them. I was able to raise two children. I got three children, but my third child, well, I could say I was always in her life, but she wasn't raised in this household. But I have been able to raise children without beating them with cords and switches and stuff like that. And y'all know that they locking up people like for that. So just stop. Just stop. And especially if it ain't your child, I'm wondering, what did she get into some kind of, what are they accusing her of? Getting into a fight with a teenager in the community? Was she babysitting somebody's child and did this? Is the child's parents the ones that snitched her out and called the FBI and reported her? I don't know. I don't know. Somebody turned her in, though. But I'm not trying to tell you how to raise your children. But I am going to say, I think that, you know, when you're beating children like that and you're leaving bruises on them and whatnot, that it's time out for that, man. There are ways. I'm certainly, again, I have raised children. They ain't never been in trouble, but they ain't never been arrested. They ain't never been in jail. They ain't never been to prison. They don't steal. They ain't out here fighting in the streets and all that kind of unproductive stuff. And I did not beat them children when I raised them to young women. I ain't beat on them. I used my words. I used non-physical means of punishment. So we just got to stop that, man. We got to stop that because it's not healthy. And a lot of these children today, they know all they got to do is call social services. And then social services coming in and kidnapping your child. And those children don't know. They don't want to be in social services because, see, they don't have all the facts yet. They just don't want to be beaten. That's what it is. And they call the police thinking the police is coming to help them and social service coming to help them. And what oftentimes happens is they end up in a worser situation. But these children don't want to be beat like they're freaking slaves or something. Who wants to be beat like that? Not me. So don't you do it. Don't do it, people. Don't do it. Now, I'm going to close it out. I don't think we got any more phone calls. I'm going to get ready to close it out with there is a right way and a wrong way to be so-called militant. As I have talked, Malcolm X has said violence and self-defense is intelligence. I've talked about that many a times. I'm not one of those non-violent, marching with my hands up type of people. I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. I might support people who do it because they choose to do it because it has its uses, but I'm not that guy. I'm not traveling hundreds of miles to go participate in a march or a demonstration or nothing like that. I'll support you from where I am. But I do believe in using violence as a means of self-defense, as a means of securing my household, as a means of securing my family. And I got nothing but love for them brothers down and sisters down there in Texas with the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, also with the New Black Panther Party chapter that is in down there in Houston. And for those that don't know, there it has been a split in the New Black Panther Party. These aren't the ones down there in Texas that was involved in the beating of our elder, former political prisoner, I forget the brother's name, Ben Wahad. But this is what the New Black Panther Party is doing. This is what got old Mr. What's his name again? Ener pissed off. He can be pissed off. But this is what he's mad about. I'm going to play this clip for you as we get ready to wrap up today's program. This is the Huey P. Newton Gun Club policing the police. Let's play.
Armed men and women took to the streets of Dallas today claiming they must protect their community from the police.
And this comes after weeks of unrest in Missouri where a white police officer killed an unarmed black man. NBC5's Ken Kaltoff is live in the neighborhood where the armed demonstrators staged the march today. Ken?
The folks out here on the street today call themselves the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, named after a founder of the Black Panther Party in the 60s. They marched down Martin Luther King and Malcolm X Boulevards, streets named for that era's civil rights leaders.
Huey P. Newton Gun Club leaders say they're out to protect the community from police and educate neighbors about the right to bear arms.
And we believe that we can police ourselves and bring security to our own communities, ridding our communities of black-on-black crime, violence, police terror, et cetera, et cetera.
They took their guns to Elaine's restaurant where two police commanders were eating lunch. Elaine says she's not worried about police.
The police are looking out for me.
No, they look out for me.
Not afraid of the
police. No, I'm here over 25 years, and I'm not afraid of them.
The demonstrators say she should be.
We don't think that what happened to Michael Brown in St. Louis is an isolated incident. We have so many Michael Browns here in this city of Dallas. I support it. It brings awareness.
David Harrison says an autopsy showed his mentally handicapped brother was shot by a Dallas officer six times, twice in the back.
But when you have to plant your loved ones, you know, it's rough, and it's forever.
Some neighbors watching are not ready to join the gun club.
And we don't want to hear from them confused black people. Of course, again, this is what the media does, and this is what I tell people, that when you watch any kind of media, including, you know, listening to this program, you have to put your thinking cap on. Don't take everything as fact. But the corporate media for a long time has played black people against black people. I played that clip, H-Rap Brown. What the white press does is make black people an enemy of black people. So they're going to go to this old woman and who runs this business and ask her if she's scared of police. Well, what the hell do you expect her to say on camera? She's not going to say, you know, she got police coming in to eat dinner or lunch or buy from her establishment. She ain't going to tell you she's afraid of police, and she doesn't have to be afraid of police. She should be. But she don't have to be. Her opinion does not invalidate anyone who does fear police. But anybody that's paying attention to all of these killings across this country, all of the police brutality, violence, corruption, terrorism, the stuff that's going on in the prisons, you are not in your right mind. If you do not fear for your life whenever you have to interact with one of these cops. Are all cops bad out there? No. But the profession is corrupt. I learned to be codified at an early age. I don't know where I got that codification from, but I've dealt with cops in this all white county I live in since I began driving as a teenager. And I have had positive interactions, even had cops cut me brakes on things like that. But just because I came across a couple of good cops don't mean they ain't a bunch of evil, sadistic, racist, terroristic cops out there that I just haven't come across. Again, there are too many videos being uploaded. Cops are being arrested, but unfortunately not convicted. Let me just put it this way. I know too much about what's going on globally than to say something like, you know, I don't support these brothers. That's what they were about to get, those old black men, older black men saying, talking bad about the Black Panther Party in their community and whatnot, the new Black Panther Party in their community. I'm not going to talk bad about them, all right? I'm not going to talk bad about them, but they just confuse men. Just like the person who, you know, was talking about the Advice show and talking about Martin Luther King showed us the way, the Civil Rights Movement showed us the way, when obviously they didn't really accomplish that much. Because right now, like I stated earlier in the broadcast, you still got non-white people fighting for voting rights. The Voting Rights Act has been gutted. The Supreme Court said, oh, they're not practicing racism no more. They're not stopping anyone from voting. So, you know, we're going to gut this. And then, you know, we got white politicians here in North Carolina caught on tape talking about how they was going to use it to suppress the vote. Black people still getting shot down and killed in the street, getting beat up in the community by police. That was going on. Back then, you know, you watched Selma, you saw those police beat up them black people for just marching and whatnot. Now we got cops today calling for black people to get beat up and for marching and all of that, speaking their minds. So I don't see how anyone could point to the Civil Rights Movement as if it was successful. Did it accomplish some things? Yes. Did it raise some awareness? Yes. Did it bring any relief? No. We still going through the same things. And some of the stuff that they achieved has actually turned out to be bad for us, like school integration. Yes, everyone should have a right to go shop wherever they want to shop. If you are open to the public. But them lunch counter sit-ins and all of that kind of stuff led to black businesses getting shut down. So everything they did didn't turn out so good. They had good intentions, but it didn't turn out so hot. So anybody that wants to sit back and criticize what people are doing today. Now, of course, everybody can be criticized. No one's above criticism, but, you know, we want that criticism to be constructive. But anybody that's saying black people shouldn't do this or do that, they should just stay in their houses and not be blocking traffic and all this and that, or black people shouldn't be promoting the Second Amendment and forming militias to patrol their communities, to police their own communities, as you heard the brother say. We want to stop all violence in our communities, not just the police coming in and committing violence, but we want to stop, you know, people in our communities from committing crime against each other. Who would have a problem with that? You shouldn't have no problem with that. But again, some people would say this is militant, and indeed it is militant revolutionary activity, but it's being done in a right way. You didn't hear any of those brothers saying, we out here, we gonna kill us some cops, or, you know, we gonna target so-and-so, or we gonna, no, they weren't talking like that. They were codified. You don't have to, sometimes you don't even have to say a word, you just do, and when people see you doing, they will get the message. By them just patrolling their community armed, then those cops that's also patrolling their community will have second thoughts about just gunning down an unarmed person. Because now they thinking, damn, if I just kill this person and execute this person, I might, you know, get killed in the process. It's putting that doubt into their minds. It's putting that possibility into their minds that may change their behavior. And it may not. And then more drastic measures need to be taken, but guess what? We don't need to broadcast those. We don't need to tell anybody. So anyway, that's the program. Tando Radio Show is coming up here at 6 o'clock. Again, just network news. We hope that you find the upgrades to the website, blacktalkradionetwork.com, to be helpful, to help you to be able to access more media. Because now you could just go to the front page and scroll down and you'll see all the podcasts that's available. You can download them. You can get the embed code if you want to embed the podcast in your blog, or you can listen to it in a new window and then, you know, continue your web surfing while the podcast is playing in a separate new window. So we hope that y'all find that helpful. We're just trying to upgrade the services that we provide to independent black media producers. Again, blacktalkradionetwork.com is managed by the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project, which was founded to help elevate the voices of black people. So, with that said, recognize the fact that you live behind enemy lines. America is a battlefield. USA, Inc., casualties are being created every day. People are being enslaved. And so that it does not happen to you, or you can, you know, decrease the likelihood that it'll happen to you, develop codification, develop battlefield awareness. Then that way you can change your behavior and you don't become an easy target for them. You don't become an easy victim. You don't become easily enslaved. If they going and do those things to you, make them work at it. We know they going to do it, or they trying to do it. They always trying to do it, but don't make it easy for them. Don't hand it to them. Don't put your neck on that chopping block willingly. Don't hand them the rope to lynch you with. So we'll stay on top of this story and follow it. Also, I haven't mentioned Tremaine Wilburn in a while. I have found some more information. I'm trying to get this organization from Memphis to come on. that I think is in charge of a legal defense fund for Tremaine Wilburn. So that's something I'm working on. Possibly we can get them on this week. With that, peace and blessings to all. I'll be back on air Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. as a co-host of New Abolitionist Radio, where we talk about 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Peace and blessings.
So we do whatever we do to survive.
Right? Drop it.
The rhythm, the rebel.